The recent shift in the crypto fear and greed index marks a significant turning point in the cryptocurrency market, signaling a transition from fear to greed for the first time since October. It feels like the market's finally catching its breath after a long, turbulent ride.
This change in sentiment is a critical indicator for traders and investors, as it reflects the emotional state of the market and provides insights into potential opportunities or risks. It's like a pulse check for the entire ecosystem, telling us whether people are panicking or feeling confident.
The Fear and Greed Index, a composite metric that combines data points such as market volatility, trading volume, social media sentiment, and surveys, is designed to quantify the two primary emotions driving financial markets, fear and greed. It's like a mood tracker for crypto.
When the index indicates extreme fear, it often suggests that pessimism may be overdone, potentially signaling a buying opportunity. It's a reminder that even in the darkest moments, there's always room for a rebound.
Conversely, extreme greed can indicate an overheated market, which may be precursors to a correction. It's like the market is saying, "We've gone too far too fast, let's cool off."
The recent move into greed territory suggests that confidence is returning to the crypto space, aligning with rising asset prices, increased trading activity, and more positive chatter across social platforms. It's a sign that the community is rallying again.
This shift underscores the importance of understanding market sentiment as a tool for decision-making, though it should be used in conjunction with other analytical methods to navigate the volatile crypto landscape effectively. It's not a crystal ball, but it's a helpful compass.
The Fear and Greed Index operates as a dynamic tool that synthesizes multiple data sources to gauge the collective emotional state of market participants. It's like a snapshot of the crowd's mood, constantly updating.
Its methodology involves analyzing market volatility, which measures the degree of price fluctuations and can indicate uncertainty or confidence. High volatility often correlates with fear, as sudden price drops can trigger panic, while low volatility may signal complacency or greed.
Trading volume is another key component, as increased activity can reflect enthusiasm or overexuberance, while declining volume may indicate waning interest or fear. It's a barometer of participation, not just price.
Social media sentiment, particularly on platforms like Twitter and Reddit, provides real-time insights into public perception, with positive trends often amplifying greed and negative trends fueling fear. The crowd's voice is louder than ever.
Surveys of market participants, including traders and investors, add a human element to the index, capturing subjective feelings that may not be fully reflected in quantitative data. It's about the why behind the numbers.
By combining these factors, the index offers a nuanced view of market psychology, which is essential for identifying potential turning points. It's not just about the numbers, it's about the story they tell.
For instance, when the index moves into extreme fear, it may indicate that the market is oversold, creating a potential buying opportunity. It's a signal to pause and reassess.
Conversely, extreme greed can signal that the market is overbought, increasing the likelihood of a correction. It's a reminder that euphoria has its limits.
This dual nature of the index makes it a valuable resource for traders seeking to balance emotional bias with strategic decision-making. It's a tool to temper instinct with analysis.
The recent shift to greed territory is particularly noteworthy given the broader context of the crypto market. Bitcoin, the largest cryptocurrency by market capitalization, recently reached a two-month high, which coincides with the index's positive movement. It's a sign the big players are back in.
This correlation suggests that the market is regaining its footing after a period of uncertainty, driven by factors such as institutional adoption, macroeconomic trends, and regulatory developments. the pieces are slowly aligning.
However, the rapidity of sentiment shifts in the crypto market means that traders must remain vigilant. While the current greed reading indicates optimism, it is important to recognize that sentiment can reverse quickly, especially in response to news events, regulatory changes, or macroeconomic shifts.
The index's role as a contrarian indicator further emphasizes its value. Extreme readings, whether in fear or greed, often signal inflection points in the market. They're like warning signs before a turn.
For example, extreme fear may indicate that the market is nearing a bottom, while extreme greed could suggest that a peak is approaching. It's a reminder that markets don't always follow logic. Emotions often lead the way.
Understanding market sentiment is a critical component of a successful trading or investment strategy in the crypto space. It's not about chasing the crowd, but understanding where they're headed.
While the Fear and Greed Index provides a quantitative measure of emotional states, it is not a standalone tool. It's a piece of the puzzle, not the whole picture.
Instead, it should be integrated with technical analysis, fundamental research, and an understanding of crowd psychology to form a comprehensive approach. The best strategies are built on layers of insight.
One of the key ways to leverage sentiment is through contrarian indicators. Extreme readings on the index can act as signals for potential reversals. It's like reading the market's emotional temperature.
For instance, if the index moves into extreme fear, it may indicate that the market is oversold and that a rebound is likely. But always remember, even contrarians need to validate signals with other data.
Conversely, extreme greed could suggest that the market is overbought and that a correction is imminent. It's a balancing act between optimism and caution.
However, traders must exercise caution, as these signals are not always reliable. The market can remain in a state of extreme fear or greed for extended periods, especially during prolonged downturns or bullish trends.
Therefore, contrarian strategies should be used in conjunction with other indicators, such as price action, volume, and technical levels, to confirm potential turning points. It's about layering perspectives, not relying on a single signal.
Another important application of market sentiment is in confirming trends. A shift in sentiment can validate the strength of a price trend. It's like the market itself giving a thumbs up.
For example, if the market is in an uptrend and the Fear and Greed Index moves into greed territory, it may indicate that bullish sentiment is widespread, reinforcing the trend's sustainability. It's a sign the crowd is on board.
Conversely, if the index shifts to fear during a downtrend, it could signal that pessimism is widespread, potentially leading to pauses, then softens tone, a deeper correction. It's a reminder that emotions can amplify both rallies and crashes.